We are joined by a man that I spoke to on draft night, sitting across the table, Coach Mike Smith. It's an absolute pleasure to have you sitting down with us on a Falcons Monday. So I know that obviously you're not glued into NFL football and all the other things going on. Do you watch any football? Are you watching college ball, anything like that? What's been going on with you, brother?
Well, I don't watch a whole lot of football. I try to spend as much time as I can working my golf game and my fishing game. So,
attaboy.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. And, you know, obviously, like I said, pleasure to have you. So many good memories. You and I just rehashing some of the guys that were in that locker room and such a good core unit when you go back to Todd McClure and Roddy and Matt and even guys like, you know, Harry, who's obviously doing great things on ESPN. And, you know, just talk to us a little bit about the memories from back then, some of those guys and some of those core units. It's just it's crazy for me. I learned so much about leadership from guys like Todd McClure and Matt, and it was just such a pleasure to share the locker room with them and yourself as well.
Yeah, we were very fortunate, Mike. We had a great group of guys. There were some guys that were left over from the previous staff that really bought into what we were trying to do and became. I think better people and better football players. And that, I think that's the thing that people don't realize. The dynamic of a locker room can change very, very quickly, and you have to have a core group of guys that are going to lead it. And we certainly did. And I think through our time there, through the ups and the downs, we were player-led. And I think that's how you have success.
I absolutely agree.
Well, being a player, I mean, you guys came in and immediately drafted the franchise, the future of the franchise, which was Matt Ryan. And I remember a lot of that because I was a fan and I was just starting to get in this side of the business, Coach. As you know, because you saw me very young when I was even a worse golfer than I am now, and even tried to give me a jacket for that. But anyways, when you got Matt Ryan in here, we get to that green jacket. I won the green jacket award for Coach Smith had his golf tournament with the Falcons.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and the green jacket award was the worst golfer at the tournament, and he got to put it on me, maybe twice.
You might be the only two-time winner.
See, I can win awards at golf.
There you
all
go, man. But Gabby award winner and a green jacket award winner.
You know, I would like to ask you when you knew you had the right guy, young Mike Johnson, but when you drafted Matt Ryan, at what point did you realize that Matt was going to start immediately and that you had drafted the right guy?
Well, it was confirmed on his first pass as an Atlanta Falcon, a 46-yarder to Mike Jenkins. You know, that one I'll remember forever. I think when we were going through the draft process, and Mike knows about it, I mean, you get asked so many questions and you have to, you know, answer them, and you get a good idea, because if you're thinking about taking a guy, you're spending a lot of time with them. They've not only spoke to the coaches, but to the scouts, the GM, everybody almost in the organization. And it really became clear for me early on in the process. I knew that, hey, it's a quarterback driven league. We've got to get us a quarterback. And Matt Ryan was our guy. My biggest concern was he going to be there when we picked? Thank God somebody in front of us decided they wanted to go with an offensive lineman.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah. I'm not going to. So.
Well, we've gotten some really good peripheral stories about Mike Johnson over here.
Oh,
SEC
God.
Media Days. Greg McElroy told us some stuff.
Don't that, do that to that,
that
poor
night,
man over there.
No. That night you called him on draft night, he actually lost money. Because he put a bet on himself that he was not going to be drafted. We learned that about him. Do you have any good memories or behind the scenes, something to fill in some gaps of our Mike Johnson over here?
No, he does not.
I have one. Mike always sold himself short, thinking that he's not going to get drafted. Mm-hmm. Mike was a great football player and a great teammate, and that's the one thing that I remember. And hey, you're doing it today. You got a team that you're working with, and I'm sure you guys have fun every morning that you get to, you know, you get together. And I think you've got a, you know, you've got that thing about you that you sell yourself short, Mike.
I appreciate that. I'm just glad you didn't talk about my rookie show having to do with concerts.
Oh, you know what happens in the rookie show stays in the rookie show as far as I'm concerned.
I made a comment to Smitty, and I can't remember what it was. It was probably around 2013. We were stretching on the field, and I was talking to Smitty. I said, man, that was a really bad rookie show last night. And he goes, yeah, but I think you're still the worst one I've ever seen. And I was like, hey, fair enough. I will wear that badge of honor very proudly. Mike Smith, former Falcon head coach, joining us here on the morning shift. Look, I want to talk about this tournament just a little bit. And I think it's very clear to me with you being here, you know, you don't live in Atlanta, but you come back here quite often, about how much the relationship with Arthur Blank clearly means to you. And I think I feel the same way, you know, as somebody who has been around him, but clearly all the people that show up here and that support this cause, it speaks a lot about who Arthur Blank is and what this cause actually is.
Oh, there's no doubt. Arthur Blank has done so much for so many people in the past, today, and he'll do it in the future. It just amazes me what type of heart he has and what he gives, not only to this community here in Atlanta, but all over the country. And I've learned so much from him, as him being my boss, and the way that he approaches, he has a whole different outlook on, I think, on life. And I think a lot of us have taken those things that we've learned and put it into our life, not only as a on the business side, but his giving, what he does, he gives back. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah,
I've learned so much from him.
Yeah, I agree.
Coach, is there something, you know, you talk to guys that have retired in both sides, coaching and playing, and there's always something that they really say they miss. There's something that is, man, I just miss this, or I do miss that, the competing, the locker room. There's something that you can put your – I know that you're living a dream. I know. I see when you talk about fishing and you talk about getting to play golf, I see it. I know you enough to know that. But is there something that you do miss about the game? Probably not the Monday after games if watching the film, but
I don't miss the games. I really don't. What I miss is the preparation and spending time going through the locker room, because we're together all the time. The coaches and the players and the people that are the support staff, you're together, and there are so many stories that you, when you sit down and start talking about people that have been in it, do you remember this? Do you remember that? And some of them you do, some of them you don't. But that bond that you have, and that bond, it's 1 year. It's the 2010 Falcons, but really that bond goes forever and ever. And that's the thing I think that I miss. I miss those, you know, the jokes, you know, the things that we bust on each other as really close friends. And then when you're not around your guys and you come back together, it's like we saw each other yesterday, you know. And that's the thing that I have, having the conversation with Mike just here today, you know. It's just you haven't talked, but you can get right back in and start talking about the guys. It's just it's a special bond.
We are talking with former Falcons head coach Mike Smith on the morning shift. We've got a lot of athletes hanging around today at the Dream Speak Live tournament. And I know you're playing today. Who would your dream foursome be? Anybody?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's played with some pretty good ones, I have to imagine.
Yep. Well, if you're talking about the guys today that I hope are here, I hope I get this. I wouldn't mind playing with Jonathan Babineau. I think he's
that's a good one.
Yeah. JV is he's addicted to golf. You know, would love to have Matt, because Matt's a play. You know,
God,
Matt's
good.
A player. Mike, you want to play?
I don't know that. You know, it's one of the proudest moments I ever had. We were actually playing in your golf tournament, and I was not a good golfer. Bogey golf for me, right? If I can shoot mid-90s. And I remember the guy I was playing with though was terrible. And you played one hole with everybody. I think it was maybe 17 at the golf course we were at, something like that, right near the clubhouse. And the guy showed up and he goes, Coach, I don't think Mike's been practicing football at all. I think he's been practicing only golf. And I was like, that's the first time anybody's ever complimented me in that way.
He must have been really bad.
I know. I was like, man, I can't believe somebody said that. It's so interesting hearing you talk about Babineau as well. I've played golf with him a number of times. I think we used to play over at Bear's Best, him and Corey Peters. And it's just interesting hearing you talk about guys, because you are such a central focus for us. And we always appreciated you. And you know, even going back to when I visited the Falcons, right? I'm in a van the night before coming from the airport up to Lake Lanier Islands. I'm with Shan Schillinger and one of my college teammates at the time, Rolando McClain, who ended up being a top 10 pick. And I remember conversations with them and yourself and talking around. And Rolando, I think, asked you, you know, he's like, what position do I play in your defense? And, you know, having that whole – and I always go back to those memories, such core memories. Yep. of a lot of those things. I remember your face when I scored a touchdown against the Saints coming off, and I think your comment was, can you believe that, S? Can you believe that? So it's just cool stuff, man. It's always fun catching up. And I don't know, she asked about the foursome. I was going to ask you who was your favorite players that played under you, because you've been – not only Atlanta, but I'm talking about Jacksonville and Tampa that followed. I know there are so many guys that you had a chance to coach that were a privilege.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, there's so many guys that come to mind, and they're all different. You know, right. I've had the opportunity to coach Ray Lewis. I've had the Tony Gonzalez.
That's
you
right,
talk about
yeah.
two guys
wow.
on the opposite spectrums, both in the Hall of Fame.
That's pretty good ones.
Yep.
Those are pretty good ones.
But totally different guys, but got the same results.
Yeah.
They ended up wearing the gold jacket and then NFL Hall of Fame. So it takes all kinds
yeah.
in this world, and I think that's the thing that I love about Arthur is Arthur has a vision. Mr. Blank, he has a vision, and that vision encompasses the whole world. He's not focused on one thing. He's focused on so many things. That's
right.
the things that I remember about having conversations with him. They weren't always football conversations.
Yeah.
And you learn from him every time you sit down and speak with him.
Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure for us to sit down with you. We're going to let you go hit the range a little bit and get nice and warmed up. Sounds like your golf game's in good shape, though.
Not really. We're all worse than we think.
Yeah, that's right. That's former Falcon head coach Mike Smith. My former head coach Mike Smith joining us here on the Morning Shift. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.